This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ororapackaging.com.
Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. Today's guest is my friend Jonathan from Smart Solve. How are you, Jonathan?
Great, Corey. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man. I appreciate your time. I'm excited to learn about your company and tell the world what you do. Can you introduce yourself and tell us about your title and what you do there at Smart Solve?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Jonathan Jakubowski, and I'm calling from Bowling Green, Ohio, the Midwest. Not often a place people put together with sustainability, but you'd be surprised. Yeah. And I'm the president of Smart Solve, and there's kind of a story to that that I'm sure we'll get into here in a little bit, but it's an honor to serve in this capacity with some amazing people.
That's awesome. And congratulations on your success of your company and everything that's going on over there. It sounds like really good things are happening. Can you tell us about Smart Solve and what it is that you do there?
Yeah, certainly. The story goes back a little ways. Actually, in the 1950s, there were patents created in Europe around the creation of this substrate called water-soluble paper. But none of those patents were commercialized until Damark, which is a part of CMC Group. In the 1990s, had a customer, namely Domino's Pizza. I've enjoyed their pizza for a while now.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, you heard of them? Well, they had a problem, Corey. They were trying to resolve an issue where bacteria would transfer from container to container, and they wanted this magic label that they could put on those containers so that it would magically disappear when it went through the wash. So it was Damark Safety Systems that was able to innovate with an adhesive and that water-soluble paper substrate I just talked about. And they created the first label that they commercialized, and then Damark just absolutely exploded. So Damark is a part of CMC Group, and over time, as CMC Group grew with multiple businesses and divisions, the leaders of the corporation saw the success that Damark had with the water-soluble label and began asking the question, are there other markets that we could explore for this label technology? So I was repositioned. I was working for the social enterprise of CMC Group, traveling the world, places like East Africa, Southeast Asia, Central America, where I got to see a lot of interesting things, like water filtration and energy efficient cook stoves. We would integrate clean technologies and technologies that would help improve livelihoods with entrepreneurs. But they repositioned me because they wanted me to investigate the potential of this technology in the markets that exist here in North America. So one of the things that's cool about the story is Al Caperna, who Al and Kathy are the founders of CMC Group, he always says this, and this stands out to me, and it's one of the reasons why we go to market, is you don't just want to find a need and fill it, you want to find a hurt and heal it. And that was kind of the compelling case of the market research was, are there any hurts out there that this material might be able to help fill? So in my research, I ended up seeing, as I studied sustainability, very green at that point in time, green to the extent I was a rookie, learned a whole lot through research that this world is trending towards companies and consumers really understanding and having a desire to be more sustainable and their products and their practices and the way that they operate. So from what I could tell, looking at the material and understanding a little bit more about it, there seemed to be a tremendous opportunity that CMC could have if they started a new business. So that was my recommendation. And lo and behold, not only did they take the recommendation, they said, hey, we want you to lead it. So that was back in 2016. And that's when Smart Solve began.
Oh, that's an impressive story. And what a cool background to hear that you're trying to help people that need help and do the right thing for the environment as well. Well done.
Thank you.
And so these labels dissolve. They disappear once the water touches them.
Yeah. There's a technical term between dissolving, dissolution, and dispersion. Water-soluble paper doesn't dissolve. It disperses. So imagine like a chain link fence, and you introduce water, and there's the process of the way the material is made. Once you introduce water, it's like the keys that unlock the chain link fence into microfibers that are barely or not visible to the eye. But the adhesive does dissolve. So the adhesive that we put on the label that does dissolve, it's the water-soluble paper that disperses. So that terminology matters when we talk about, okay, does anything remain? Because a lot of our packaging applications, they'll see the wood pulp that's in the water and say, hey, this didn't dissolve. Well, it's because it doesn't dissolve. It disperses into microfibers that are then eaten by the natural bacteria and then biodegraded and so forth. So yes, it disperses and dissolves all in one.
That's amazing. the possibilities here seem endless to me. I'm excited to figure out some more ideas. Can you tell us some unique ways in which you use this in the world?
Yeah, well, you know, I think one of the real challenges for us is, well, I'm going to go way off here a little bit. And I'm not comparing myself to Michelangelo, but I think he can inspire all of us.
Why not?
Yeah, that's right. So Michelangelo, when he would sculpt statues, I think the common term that he used, for example, David in 1501, he was commissioned to sculpt David. And the way that he went about it is he said, I see inside of the marble block an angel. I saw it in the marble and I carved it out. You know, I think creation has everything necessary for us to find the secrets, the ingredients, the technologies to help us unlock the things that will enable us to overcome a lot of today's obstacles and challenges. And I think SmartSolve and our water-soluble paper-based technology happens to be one of those niche technologies that has a chance to be a part of that solution. So in the same way, that's how we want to look at this material substrate. And with a number of our customers that we've partnered with, companies like Clean With Plus, who is one of the top 200 innovations of 2022 by Time Magazine, we worked with them to get them a zero waste pouch that would allow them to take that into the bathroom. And they had incredible success. They went viral and, you know, the Time Magazine Award was wonderful, but so were many of the other accolades that they received. So from a body wash vantage point to industrial safety with packaging of dry chemicals, toys, to all sorts of other personal consumer applications, we've seen the opportunity grow tremendously, Corey. But the future for us, I think, is even brighter. It's even bigger. Yeah. It's even better, especially with new IP and patent that we've received and where we're headed. So I'm excited to talk more about that as well.
Yeah, that's impressive. And what you're talking about is like a body wash or a shampoo, I believe. Is that what they make, the company?
Yeah, so they create a body wash sheet, and then they put it inside of our water-soluble pouch. And then take the pouch into the shower and you tear open the pouch, take out the body wash and, you know, wash your body. But you just drop all that down the drain and it disappears.
It's such a different way of thinking about packaging. Yes. You know, I mean, so many times we talk about single use is bad. Well, this solves that problem in probably the best way I've ever seen to make it disappear the second after you use it in an environment where it can literally wash down the drain and not hurt anything is pretty darn amazing. Well done.
Well, that's a high compliment coming from you, Corey. You've met with a lot of organizations and companies, so I'm honored that you would say that. And I agree, it's pretty exciting stuff, but I'm kind of biased.
Well, I love paper-based solutions, but they're not always the right fit, but this seems to be in the right situation for them. So can you tell us about the consumer interaction with this material? Is there ever confusion? Like, what do I do? How does this work?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly. There are challenges, you know, commensurate to using a dissolving substrate. You know, one of our markets is Amazon, and we've sold, I don't know, millions of sheets. People use it for all sorts of things. And there's 8.5 by 11 sheets of dissolving paper. And we'll get comments there in the feed like, well, I got this, put it underwater and dissolve. What on earth kind of paper is this? So we realized there's probably a disconnect that we have to unlock with a number of the applications that we're engaged in. But to be honest with you, Corey, we're not a B2C company. It doesn't mean that we're not going to get into messaging that's going to reach the consumer. I think that that's a really important aim of our company as we grow. But we really view ourselves as the aid to the hero. The hero of our story are the companies, the startups, the Fortune 500s that we work with. All of them have a vision for making this world more sustainable with a packaging substrate. And they're the heroes of the story. We're the aid. We are the Yoda to the Luke Skywalker. So in the process of that communication and connection, as we try to help the hero accomplish their goal, it's our job to help them figure out what the right messaging will be for that substrate in the given context that it's being placed. And there's always different challenges that are unique for every industry we operate in.
Absolutely. I was shopping at a grocery store the other day, which I don't do very often because my wife won't go with me because I look at all the packaging for too long. But I was by myself, and I looked down the aisle of shampoo and I thought, that's 90% water.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that still? Why are we still shipping each other water to be used in a room that produces water? It doesn't make sense. We got to stop this. And so I'm excited to see solutions like yours. I did have a quick question about grease resistance. That's a common question with those like yours. And I actually have a friend who has a company that makes solid shampoo and conditioners called Dip already.
Okay.
They use a paper to wrap their bars because if they don't, it will affect the packaging. Mm-hmm. Does your material possibly block out grease, or is it grease resistant at all?
Well, maybe let me get into the story a little bit of how our innovation has continued to evolve. So we started with that water soluble label in 2016, and then quickly realized that where the hurt is in packaging. So we brought our water soluble pouches to market after some innovation on the adhesive side. And that material has zero barrier property, you know, no oxygen, no moisture, certainly limited or zero grease barrier properties, which limits obviously the kind of markets that we can get into. And moreover, one of our aims is to be truthful in the way that we communicate what our packaging does and what claims can be made surrounding it. So we've done rigorous research, SO studies and ASTM studies and all sorts of analyses to ensure that we understand what things we can say about our materials and what things we can't say about our materials. And as a result of that research, we saw a pretty significant gap, which is why we created a patent for a bio-based biopolymer dual laminate structure that will have, at least in theory, now we have equipment we're building out here, pretty significant CapEx with a new building, where we're going to create, God willing, in the near future, packaging substrates for the food market that will have grease resistance, will have resistance, will have oxygen resistance. Exciting. And will be biopolymer, full 100% bio-based, which is a brand new innovation, pioneering new technology in that marketplace. So not now, but hopefully in the near future.
Well, that's an exciting answer. Does that have something to do with the new patents that you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was referring to. I figured we'd circle back one way or another. Yeah, you know, Corey, one of the things I saw, I just got back from Guatemala. I have a separate to the business. I have a foundation down there where we work with children who are at risk, and we connect them to mentors through soccer. And it's a gospel-centered mission that's changed a lot of lives. But one of the things that our kids face is in the communities where they live, which are these deep places of violence, fatherlessness, poverty, malnourishment. But all you can see around there is this plastic pollution everywhere. And most of it emanates from the food packaging because they don't have enough to afford kind of the commodities that we're used to here in America, but they have to eat. And I looked at that and I just said, man, what an eyesore to have to look at. And there was, sure enough, research done by McKinsey Group that studied the perceptions of consumers in different parts throughout the world. And the consumers that had the perception of needing the greatest amount of change in packaging come from places like Guatemala, India, China, Indonesia. So one of the first places that I could see us operating in, especially given our history of work in some of these places, is in the food aid industry. There's a ton of packages that go out in countries where they have zero infrastructure. They don't have recycling centers, compost centers. They don't even have landfills or landfills that are used in the right way. It's just the eyesore of plastic pollution everywhere. We would love to participate in delivering packaging that helps that food be consumed in such a way that there's not litter that's going to be left behind to create the eyesore that exists.
That's an amazing goal. And I certainly support you in that because it's critical to the future of this planet that we figure out that issue in particular. We're very fortunate here in North America to have recycling and landfills that are managed properly. And when you talk about some of these other countries that really struggle with handling all this volume of material, we need to be there for them to help them figure this out because a lot of that material started here in North America. So, and it really, frankly, doesn't matter where it came from. It matters how it ends up. And so it's an exciting opportunity to be a helper with that. I'd love to come see your new facility when it's up and running and watch how your material gets made.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. You know, the patent's not in how the innovation is made. It's actually the structure itself, which gives it a little more oomph. We're really excited about the news, but we'd love to have you out here as the acid itself and the process is quite complex because one of the big questions is how do you coat water-soluble paper, which disappears with any substrate, any polymer that's going to create some form of aqueous interaction? And that's really the secret that allowed CMC Group, Daymark, and eventually SmartSolve to be able to be unique in what we do and the value proposition we deliver.
That is the first time I've heard the phrase aqueous interaction. And I promise you I'll use that again. That's an awesome one.
You're more than welcome. I have not trademarked that at all, Corey. Maybe you can, but just using the term that you can recycle here.
That's it. It's recycling. That's it. We're reusing and recycling. That's the best way to do it. So any interesting stories or funny things that have happened to you while you're developing this new process or building the new facility?
Oh, too many to tell, Corey. I'll tell you what, the funniest thing I think is we end up in the bathroom all the time. So the most uncomfortable conversations you can imagine are resulting as, you know, because of this material can be flushed down the toilet. By the way, I mentioned certifications. So one of the things that separates our materials is the ability to be flushed, but there's not a lot of flushability certifications that exist. So we use the FG502 series that is a way of what's primarily created for wipes and toilet paper. And since it wasn't created for a substrate like ours, we can't make the claim that it's FG502 certified, but we can make the claim that it's passed all the testing that's necessary for that certification, because it's not a wipe and it's not toilet paper. And it passes with flying colors because obviously the function of the material is bent for that purpose. So we do all this research and we have a lot of companies that come to us that are going to be used in that context. So everything from bowel movements to, you know, gastro elements that I can't even begin to describe to really interesting questions. Yeah, we had one company that patented this device called Flush Away. And they use a board stock substrate. It's a really compelling story, actually, because the inventor's name is Brian McCormick from Scotland. He was a survivor of colon cancer. And he saw that colon screenings were pretty difficult to have done. And in the UK, they really wanted to limit costs. So instead of doing colonoscopies, they would try to send out these devices for people to do at-home tests. But no one would do them, or limited amounts of people would do them, because they were very inconvenient and uncomfortable to deal with. So he created this device that, using our material as the base material, that you could flush down the toilet. And the first time I met him, he came to Bowling Green, and I didn't know what to expect. I walk into the room and there's pictures of bowels and all sorts of specimens surrounding the room. What have I walked into?
Talk about intimate. Ugh.
Oh, man. Yeah. A lot of stories like that.
Well, that sounds pretty crappy to me, but I'm very interested in what you're doing. Well done and congratulations. I'm excited to see the continued success of your company, because it sounds like you're making big progresses in the world of sustainable packaging. So thank you.
Yeah, we hope so. Thank you. I appreciate that. It really is a joy. I mean, behind me here, we have our core values. Corey, you and I were just talking a little bit about what core values mean. You know, Enron had four core values posted in their lobby. I think of integrity, excellence. I can't remember all of them, but it doesn't mean anything if it's just posted on a wall. You want to take core values and you want to make them behaviors. You want them to be things that are practiced by the people in your company. And as a company, that's one of the things we try to do, is we try to recognize that a business is much more than just a financial transaction. There are stakeholders, which include employees, which include our customers, also includes the environment, by the way. God's given us this amazing creation to steward. So we firmly believe in that and seek to make these practices become something that we embody and live out. And it doesn't mean that we're 100%. I'm not 100%. Our team will tell you that. But it's something that we strive for. And because we have such a compelling technology that allows us to be engaged in that stewardship piece, where we're playing one small role in this big, broad earth with this big obstacle and challenge, we can play a little bit of Michelangelo in trying to carve out of that structure something beautiful, good, and true that can help us in solving some of these major issues.
Very well said. And what a great way to end the show. How do we get in touch with you and your company?
Well, you know, our manager for social media would shoot me if I didn't end the right way. So, yeah, we have an Instagram profile. I mentioned also we're just getting into social media. A number of our customers have gone viral with our technology, but we've been so focused on getting it working and supporting them that we haven't really built a social media foundation. So this is a huge opportunity for us to be on your podcast. And in the next year, we're going to continue to emphasize more ways to engage with consumers in that manner to educate and also help our customers grow their market share. So we have an Instagram account that you can find. I think our link is at smartsolveind. Okay. And then we have a LinkedIn profile, which is just smartsolve, linkedin.com/smartsolve. And then, of course, our website, which is smartsolve.com.
Well, that's awesome. And I'd love to hear that people are getting into social media. Send me some samples of your product and I'll make some TikTok videos for you.
Oh, heck yeah. You've got a deal. I got some right here in this room. We'll make sure we make that happen. We'll send some to you.
I'd love to see it promoted. Me too. Thank you, sir. Thanks, Jonathan. Really appreciate this. And thank you, Landsberg Aurora, for sponsoring. If you're listening, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. And stay tuned for more. Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright. Helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging, innovation, and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specright.com/book. That's specright.com/book.